Welcome. You are about to cross the bridge between two worlds with your host and guide, Pamela Marie Edmonds. She will take you on a spiritual journey to explore the spirit world through mediumship, physical phenomena, and much, much more. And now, here's your host of Bridge Between Two Worlds, Pamela Marie Edmonds.
Welcome. Pamela Marie Edmonds here on Bridge Between Two Worlds, this beautiful Monday evening. And we're on every week. Let's see, depending upon where you are, I'm on the East Coast, and it's 8 o'clock here. We're running 8 to 9. If you're on the West Coast, where the station, Contact Talk Radio, is out of, then it's 5 to 6. And then calculate for any time differences, either in between or outside of that box. And as usual, Bridge Between Two Worlds, it's always about something relating to the world of spirit, something relating to us connecting to the world of spirit, us being open to the process of death, and that the bottom line is that we do not die, we merely change our form. And I've had many guests over the years saying, okay, actually here, I've almost been a year here on Contact Talk Radio, although Bridge Between Two Worlds has, was born back in 2001. So been on a number of different venues over those years. And bring to you as many different guests as possible over the years who can help you to understand more fully about that connection, that linking between the worlds. Have various people who work with the angels, of course, mediums. Have various people who experienced physical phenomena, who have had near-death experiences. The list goes on and on and on. And tonight, I'm just going to let you know, I do have a guest coming on, but she's going to be delayed a few minutes. I believe we're expecting her to call in around 15:15. So hang on with me. I'm just going to talk a little bit and let you know a few different things that I've been up to in case anybody is in any of the areas that I'm at and if you'd like to connect. Let's see. Last weekend, I just want to let people know I enjoyed very much meeting lots of people when I traveled out to Rehoboth, Mass. In Massachusetts and served the First Spiritualist Church of Brockton. Yes, I did say Brockton. It moved. Okay. A wonderful group of people there and also taught a class titled Enhance Your Mediumship Abilities. And an event that I was interestingly drawn to, for anybody else who is in the Massachusetts area who may be listening, and hang on because we do have some outside of that area I will be talking about because I will be doing some traveling. And worked last weekend and will be doing the same the next two weekends. Worked at a wonderful place called Winslow Farm Sanctuary on Eady Street in Norton, Mass. And for those of you who aren't familiar with this, and it might be something that even if you're out of the state, you're out of reach, you might want to check into. It's a wonderful place where all sorts of animals who have been abused, mistreated over the years, have been taken in, and they're part of this wonderful sanctuary. They're cared for, they're loved, and they're given the opportunity to live a free and peaceful rest of their life. And this particular place, obviously, is a nonprofit place, and you want to look them up online. They're winslowfarm.com. And wonderful woman named Deb White, who is the proprietress there, and sometimes she ends up taking care of all the animals because that's just what happens. She has lots of volunteers, but always looking for some help. And I had the opportunity of working a Haunted Woods event there over the weekend, and we'll be working their Haunted Woods event in Spooky Carnival next weekend from 2 to 4 on Sunday. That'll be the 18th and then the 25th. And basically, I will be offering different types of readings, mediumship, intuitive consultations, or soul card readings for those who'd like to come. There'll be short, brief readings. And let's see what else I can tell you. Oh, I know what I want to talk about. Connecticut. And that's going to be a link to our guest, and I understand she is on hold, so that'll be fine. I will be traveling to Connecticut next weekend, and I want to let people know, anybody out there who is a Yasui Reiki master and would like to progress to another level with their Reiki energy work, I am starting a series of trainings for the Lightarian Reiki, which is a much more advanced Reiki, and we'll be starting that in a place called Tariffville, Connecticut, at the Purple Rose. And interestingly enough, my upcoming guest is the proprietress of this place, and I'm looking forward to coming, getting out there, and we'll be starting with the first attunement and training on that October 17th, Saturday, October 17th. And you can find information either on my website, which is PamelaEdmonds.com, or on Laura Rose's website for the Purple Rose. It is simply thepurplerose.net. And that should be an enjoyable opportunity to assist other people in their advancement in the way of healing. So, enough is said there, and I do have our guest, and her name is Laura Rose. She is holding the line right now. I know she's listening to me. And are you there, Laura?
I am. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, sweetheart. You came on a few minutes early. Great.
Yeah, I did everything I needed to do to after my show to close it down, so I am here.
Right, and I'll just briefly say, because I don't even think it's listed on your, give me a minute, on your bio that you gave me, that you just completed your own radio show. Could you just share briefly the title and where you're at?
Sure. It is called Discovering Nature Spirit, and you can find us on blogtalkradio.com, and it is Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so I was literally on air right before I called in for you, and we do a variety of healing and spiritual topics every Monday evening.
Great. And we did a flip-flop last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I had you on.
Yep. And I did your show for, actually it ended up being almost close to 50 minutes, right? And
yes.
then took about a 10-minute, well, it wasn't a full 10-minute break because, you know, you got to sit and center yourself before you get on the show. But I went from your show to this show last week. So I thought it was kind of a neat switch for me, and I hope you do, because it's almost like we're taking our hat off, you know?
Yes.
The conductor's
hat. I get to relax more tonight, I think.
Right.
With you.
Right. So I want to read. We did mention that you obviously are a host of your own radio show, but I would like to read your bio, which I have in front of me.
Okay.
And so you're Laura Rose, and Laura Rose Esquire, okay? She's been an attorney for 16 years, and she's the owner of the Purple Rose Healing Center in Tariffville, Connecticut. Laura is an intuitive empath, card reader, medium, and a Reiki master. She offers readings and healing sessions as she taps into the energy and messages from spirit guides, angels, ascended masters, departed loved ones, nature spirits, and animal helpers, all of light and love. Laura is a former Connecticut state prosecutor who was guided to leave an impressive legal career 7 years ago after being called to embrace fully the psychic and healing gifts she had as a child. She has been on an amazing journey of rediscovery of self and is now teaching others how to follow their own paths toward authenticity and how to re-embrace their own spiritual gifts. Laura has been working with medicine cards and other modalities intuitively for the past 17 years and has had the opportunity to sit in workshop with many teachers, including James Van Praagh, Doreen Virtue, and Ted Andrews. She is a former sexual assault crisis counseling volunteer who was an integral member of a special child abuse unit in her time as assistant state attorney. Wow, Laura, you've made quite a big change there, didn't you?
Yeah, it was one of those flying leaps off a cliff.
Right.
With no parachute, just faith and guidance. And I can't tell you, I'm just so honored and happy to be doing this work now.
Wonderful.
I'm so glad that I was called to make a shift.
Wonderful. But that was quite a shift. You literally went from the heart of mainstream, I'll say, into now the heart of the alternative metaphysical community.
Yeah, I know. It was only I was really comfortable with the transition. Everyone around me thought I was just crazy. but I was called very strongly from spirit. I have a mom on the other side, and she started to come to me quite regularly. I had kind of shut down my gifts, you know, in order to be in the mainstream and
yes,
all of that. And mom came to me very, very strongly. She was my number one fan from the other side, letting me know that it was time to embrace these gifts. And I've just followed spirit ever since, and they've never led me astray. I can't say it was the easiest journey, but it was definitely exactly where I needed to be.
Well, what I've come to learn on my own, from my own experiences, but also, well, actually, I would say my own experiences is that I've had to go through some major challenges so that I can then be the vehicle to help other people all the more better.
Right. You get that compassion and that empathic type of way of being because you've been through so much yourself that you can then help others in a much deeper way, I find.
Absolutely, because I know for me, if I hadn't had a lot of certain experiences, I would not have had embraced my spiritual path so tightly as I had, you know, it wouldn't have been the same at all.
Yes, I agree, absolutely.
If I ever even did, and I'm sure you too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, let's see. Tonight, we picked a subject, and I'm sure those who are listening will be just right for them, and we always know that happens. We wanted to talk about pets in the spirit world, which I will tell you, and he's not in the spirit world, but he's my physical, my little dog. He's 25 pounds, is underneath my table here in front of me where I'm talking to you, and his name is Earth Angel. So we do have a physical dog here present. But we're going to want to talk a bit about pets, the spirit world. I'm just kind of curious what you and I might think without being able to talk to them at this moment. You know, what do most people think about animals in the spirit world? What has your experience been?
Well, a lot of people wonder if the animals go to the same place, so to speak, as the humans, and they wonder if their animals are still with them. And I can, from my experience with working with spirit and with working with the animals, they are all around us the same way our loved ones are still with us from the other side. The energy does not dissipate. It just moves into the energy body from the physical body the same way humans do, at least from my experience and my beliefs. And so your animal companions, your pets, they're all still with you from the other side, and you can connect with them in the same way that you can connect with your human loved ones who are still with you from spirit.
That's awesome, isn't it?
It is really awesome. And pets come through. I've had the Purple Rose. It's almost 8 years now.
Oh,
and pets have come through from the time we opened those doors. They can channel through a lot of the beautiful practitioners I've had and myself. And also, I used to bring my own animals to work. And one in particular is an amazing channel for other animals. So it's really cool. It's really so wonderful to still be able to feel that all-encompassing love that our animals have for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Now, they're obviously at a different level than we are, as far as, should we say, how can we say, the amount, their evolvement, let's put it that way.
Yes, I find that to be the case, yes.
What can we talk about as far as the pets in the spirit world?
My understanding of it, I've been talking to animals for almost 20 years now, spiritually, because I've started my journey using medicine cards, which are Native American in their practice, and they have different animal energies on there. And so I've been talking to the animals now for a very, very long time. And my understanding of the animal realm is that they are at a higher vibration than we are. They are closer to spirit, so to speak, because they do channel that pure love vibration, that pure loving energy that we find coming from spirit. And they don't have the hang-ups and the negative emotions that we as humans have. And those are the things that weigh us down, whereas the animals are always light, unless, of course, they've picked up something from us, which can happen. So they're at a higher vibration, even when they're here with us on Earth. And so it's so much easier for them to cross over to spirit. They don't have the same hang-ups around the dying process. They're very peaceful around going back to spirit because they are already so close to spirit.
Now, what about some of the animals who get spooked, as if there's somebody there or something there in the room?
Well, they definitely can see energies, and we all can see energies as well if we allow ourselves or we open up that channel again and reconnect. But the animals haven't lost that. So the animals can see energy. They can see loved ones. They can see other animals from the other side who come in and visit. And so a lot of times paying attention to your animals can help you know who's around in your home. And a lot of times my cats will play with things that I can't see. they're playing with other spiritual beings and other spiritual animals. They're very connected to spirit. And you can also gauge if there's something that is not quite what you would want to keep energetically in your house, because sometimes your animal will bark at something that you can't necessarily see. And so just kind of gauge what kind of bark that is. Is it a friendly bark or is it a not so friendly bark? And then maybe you want to do a nice clearing of your space or your house and follow what that animal is telling you.
Right. And of course, if you've got a strong intuition, you could even tune into the energy yourself, along with the dog taking the message from whatever you're feeling from the dog.
Yes, absolutely.
If it's good or not. You know what, Laura? Since we started late, we still got a commercial break I need to take.
Okay.
So all our listeners, if you can please hold on, we're going to take a short commercial break. This is Pamela Marie Edmonds with Bridge Between Two Worlds. We'll be right on back with my guest here, Laura Rose.
Or unresolved issues in your life? Do you want to make changes but aren't quite sure how? Schedule an intuitive consultation session with Pamela Marie Edmonds. During a session, she'll tune into various energies in and around you. She'll bring to you the clarity you need to move forward. Call to schedule an intuitive consultation with Pamela today at 508-273-0022 or check out her website at www.pamelaedmonds.com. Pamela Marie Edmonds, offering uplifting guidance during these changing times.
Would you like to enhance the healing energies already present within you? Do you want to learn a simple healing method that you can use for yourself or with others? Reiki is a hands-on healing modality which utilizes the universal life force, thus creating harmony on a mental, physical, and emotional level. Training is available for all levels of Usui Reiki and the advanced method Lightarian Reiki with Reiki Master Teacher Pamela Marie Edmonds by phone or in person. Call Pamela today at 508-273-0022 or visit www.pamelaedmonds.com to schedule your Reiki training today. Call 508-273-0022 or visit www.pamelaedmonds.com. Pamela Marie Edmonds, teaching you so you can assist others in this time of change.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Welcome back. This is Pamela Marie Edmonds here on Bridge Between Two Worlds. This fine evening here on Contact Talk Radio, every Monday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. if you're on the East Coast, and that would be 5 to 6 p.m. if you're on the West Coast. And, excuse me, this evening I have with us Laura Rose. Are you still there, Laura?
I am. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Yes. And Laura Rose, I'll just briefly just going to say, is, she's the entrepreneur, should we say, of a wonderful center called the Purple Rose Healing Center in Tariffville, Connecticut. She's an intuitive empath. Just quite a few things with spirit, let's put it that way. And just Reiki. And, of course, works with the animals, and that's what we're talking about tonight. And thus far, we've been talking a bit about the animals, and you were talking about, we're talking a little bit about how the animals often can pick up on other spirits and energies around them. And as I was sharing briefly, and I thought this was kind of interesting to share with our listeners, it's kind of like how kids, usually I'm going to say under the age of 5, I'm going to definitely say that, okay, maybe a little bit older, but they have these imaginary playmates that they really think are real, and adults might, if they heard about it, would look at them like they were a little strange because they're spirit friends. Sounds a bit like the animals, huh?
Yes, I think that it is exactly like the animals. The children, when they come in, they are very close to spirit, and they stay close to spirit until we mess that up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
as a society where we tell them it was just your imagination and all of that. But if we listen to the children, especially the children coming in at this time, they will give you information that they would never otherwise know. I mean, I've heard stories from friends who have children who describe like their great-grandfather in detail because they're talking to their great-grandfather, and obviously they would have never known that from any other source. So,
right.
Yeah, and the animals are the same. They still have that connection to spirit, and they will never lose that as animals.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were talking about animals being more evolved because they're fully in their heart centers and but what, maybe it's just because I'm more aware of animals and I'm more connected to my heart now than I ever used to be. And I think that happens for a lot of us anyway. You know, as we grow, we change, we shift. But it seems to me like the animals, at least the ones I've got around, are much more intelligent, more connected. It seems like they're advancing themselves more than they used to be.
Well, what I have heard from the animals, I do a lot of channeled messages and guidance from the animal kingdom in general, and what I have heard from the animals is that oftentimes the animals who come to you are your spirit guides, and so your spirit guides on the other side will often incarnate as an animal and spend a short period of time with you as a physical guide here on Earth. And so what I have found is the same thing. The more I evolved, the more my animals are kind of seeming to evolve, but it's just because of which spirit guide I'm attracting in, because I'm I'm moving to higher places, so they are coming in as that guide for me in that higher place.
That is very interesting, Laura.
Mm.
Wow. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
A lot of sense.
And so they choose to come in, and they don't necessarily need to spend, you know, a lifetime with us, but they choose to come in and be with us physically, and that's why they choose the lifetime of a dog or a cat or whatever other animal companion or pet you have, because it's just meant to be for that short time.
Mm-hmm.
And not every animal is necessarily your spirit guide, but many of them are, and the more evolved you get, the more you'll be able to recognize that.
And I'm going to say, too, very likely, at least this is my sense, many of the animals that have come in, at least now that I'm very highly spiritually awake, tend to be someone I maybe been with before, too.
Oh, absolutely. They will come in. I have a dog now, Shia, who this is the moment I met him as a little puppy, I recognized him on a soul level, and I knew he had to come home with me. And I don't even know who he is yet, but I know him. And it's just really amazing. It's like having family with me now. It's really awesome. And I assume he's part of my soul group. They won't tell me who he is exactly yet.
Right.
But yeah, you definitely can recognize them. And your animals can come back to you as well. That's another thing to share with the listeners, is that if you had a childhood dog, for instance, that dog can choose to come back and spend more time with you again, as you're in an older place, so to speak. So
yeah.
Our animals can come back in. Not all of them will, but if it's right and it's spiritually aligned, that definitely can happen. So you can recognize an animal you have now. In fact, one of my cats, who just my latest cat rescue, I know is a cat that I had a long time ago, because Spirit did tell me that one.
Interesting. Very interesting. What else can we tell the listeners about animals?
Well, the one thing that I have learned from the animals, and you may again sense this to be the case as I share it, is the animals have told me that they are healers for us, and they often reflect our issues for us. So if something is going on with your animal, whether it's a physical condition that they're having trouble with, or even an emotional condition that they're having trouble with, pay really a close attention to energetically what that might mean, because chances are it is a message for someone in the family.
Okay.
For instance, a long time ago I had a cat who started to develop urinary tract infections and we did all the medical procedures, we did everything, and so a friend of mine who is an animal communicator said to me, you know, Midnight is trying to tell you that you have a cyst on your ovary. And I was like, really? And so I went and I got it checked out, and I did, and I got it treated, and after that he was fine. Of course, as a male cat, he didn't have ovaries, so we had to use the closest thing.
Yes. Okay.
The closest thing he had. But our animals can reflect for us the issues going on in our household that we may not recognize within ourselves.
That's interesting. This dog here I have here, he's curled up under the table, Earth Angel, has been with me for a little over 8 years. And that period of time I've been doing a lot of inner work, and to the point that there were times that he'd actually... I was in the midst of something, he would actually almost be, like he was processing it for me.
Yes.
By
yes.
throwing up or something.
Yep. They do that. They will take the hits for us, too. That is something else that they tell me. And they do it willingly. They do it with love, and they know that that was their job, and that was why they came to you. They will take the hits for you, whether it's something you're processing, whether it's something going on within your family, or whether it's just negative energy coming in. Your animals will take that hit for you. And most of the time, they can clear themselves, and they can heal themselves, because they are at that higher vibration. But every now and then, if it's something chronic, that is when you need to, you know, medically intervene, or even energetically clear that animal, give it Reiki or whatever
right.
else you might have access to.
Absolutely. Wow. That's interesting.
Mm.
So then basically, one of the biggest important parts of this conversation this evening here, this interview, is that, okay, we choose our parents when we come in. So we've contracted with these animals to be with them, too.
I believe so, yes, absolutely.
Because, first off, this little dog, I was led to find him. He was at a dog shelter out in Arizona when I was out there, and it was like, no, Pamela, you're supposed to go get him. I saw the sign, and it, like, Spirit wouldn't stop nagging at me to go to the shelter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, that happens all the time, yes.
And it was like, he wasn't the first dog I looked at, but he was the first available dog, and then, of course, he did the lick into the face, and it's like, okay, yeah, you're supposed to go home. And I'm sure all the listeners here, they stop and think about how they have welcomed a pet into their lives, sometimes a stray, sometimes a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just happened to have some kittens, and the person really needed to have a cat at that time. They were really going through something.
Yeah.
And needed that support.
Yeah, yeah, synchronicity at its best, the way we end up with our animals. I mean, I have a cat who was born a little bitty white kitten on the streets of New York, and now he's in my home. And how the heck does that happen, you know?
Well, yeah.
Other than there's a divine hand in that somehow, and he's exactly where he needed to be. And he's the one that I mentioned that Spirit let me know that I've had before, a cat that I've had before. So he was destined to come to me again, and only Spirit could have worked that out. I mean, he was born on the streets of New York. He was a stray there, and somehow he got rescued and sent to a shelter. And at the Purple Rose, we sometimes have cat adoption days, and
mm-hmm.
and he ended up at the Purple Rose for me. I mean, how much easier could that have been for me to find?
No. So what other kind of stories can we share here about the animals?
Well, I know the phone is doing weird things. Are you hearing that?
I've got too? A little bit of, there was a little bit of a back sound, and I'm not sure what it was. So we'll just speak about it, and hopefully someone in the background, somebody at the control can peek and see what they can pick up on it.
Well, I have a pretty amazing dog now. Her name is Raven. She's a black lab, and she's the one that I mentioned before that can channel other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bring her to the Purple Rose, and she would come every Friday. She knew that was her day. She would know when it's Friday, and I couldn't leave the house without her, and that was her work. And whenever I brought her into the Purple Rose, on that Friday, you would be amazed at the number of people who came through the door, looked at Raven and said, oh, I had a black lab that looked just like her. And there was even one experience where this lady came in, and that's what happened. She said, oh, I had a black lab that looked just like her. And Raven started digging at the carpet. I mean, I couldn't stop her from digging at the carpet. And she had never done that before. And the lady just burst out crying, and she said, oh, my dog destroyed all the carpets in my house. So, the dog, you know, your animals can channel other animals and other energetic beings or masters or helpers. They are just amazing. And we don't give them any credit at all in our society for how amazing they truly are.
Well, I mean, I've known to some extent that these animals, as I've got the dog and the two cats here, that some reason there was, you know, reason for them being in my life the time they are here. But just listening and conversing about this, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm sensing and seeing it at another level, and I'm sure the listeners are getting some of that too, you know? It's like they're there to help us out, and during this time, and whatever way they can, and especially when they're with some of us who are already doing healing work.
Yeah, they can aid in healing, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, Raven, I've attuned Raven to channel Reiki.
Oh wow!
She I took my Reiki master level from a lady who was also an animal communicator. So she shared in our class that you can attune your animals, and she showed us how. And so when we were doing the meditation at the end of the training, I saw Raven come in. She's like, me, I want to be. So I did the attunements on Raven, and then when I brought her back into the Purple Rose, people would say, oh my, she's like glowing now. And so it was really something that even customers could notice about her after I attuned her to Channel Reiki. She's an amazing Wonderful. Healer, and she has her own column on my blog, too.
Oh, gosh. And just while we're talking about it, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you, Laura?
Well, the easiest way is to visit my website, thepurplerose.net. That has all of our events, including your coming this Saturday for the series mm-hmm. of Lighterian Reiki, all of our events, and also my contact information. And that'll give you the link to my blog as well, because every Wednesday I channel a message from the animal kingdom, and Raven is the gatekeeper. And she told me as soon as I started the blog that this was something that Spirit wanted me to do. And so every Wednesday I tune in, and a different message from the animals comes through, and Raven is the helper, my helper, with all of that. So it's been an amazing journey for me.
Right. And we're going to have to do another break, but hopefully you'll be able to do some sort of a channeled message for the group of the listeners tonight before we complete the show tonight.
I would love to.
Okay, so let's take our short break here. We've got one more break here, everybody, all you listeners out there. And this is Pamela Marie Edmonds at Bridge Between Two Worlds. I'll be right on back with my guest, Laura Rose, in a few minutes.
Do you feel the presence of loved ones who have passed to the spirit side of life? Would you like to communicate with a friend or dearly departed loved one who has passed to the world of spirit? Sensitive to the energies of the spirit world, psychic medium Pamela Marie Edmonds can bring you evidential information proving the continuity of life and reassurance that your loved ones are just a thought away. Private readings, in person or by phone, or live audience demonstrations can be scheduled with Pamela by calling 508-273-0022 or by visiting her services page at www.bridgebetweentwoworlds.net. Call Pamela today at 508-273-0022 or visit her webpage at bridgebetweentwoworlds.net. Pamela Marie Edmonds, creating a bridge for healing between two worlds.
Is it time to make some positive changes in your life? Do you have any issues from your past you would like to heal? Theta healing is a modality that can clear unhealthy beliefs which interfere with your living on a mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual level. Through the use of muscle testing, core issues can be determined. Then, through an altered state of consciousness, the practitioner can release and change them. Call Pamela Marie Edmonds at 508-273-0022 or visit her website at www.pamelaedmonds.com.
Would you like to learn how to quiet your mind, releasing stress from your body, mind, and spirit? Do you want to open up to guidance from your angels, guides, and loved ones? Meditation can be the key. Learn meditation in the privacy of your own home by closing your eyes and listening to the guided meditation with Pamela Marie Edmonds. Pamela's gentle voice can lead you into a blissful state of relaxation, aided by tranquil ambient sounds. By listening daily, meditation can become easier. Order your guided meditation CDs today by calling 508-273-0022 or www.pamelaedmonds.com. Again, 508-273-0022 or pamelaedmonds.com. Pamela Marie Edmonds, creating peace through meditation.
Welcome back here on Bridge Between Two Worlds. This is your host, Pamela Marie Edmonds, this fine Monday evening. And this evening we have with us Laura Rose. Are you still there, Laura? Great. And Laura, oh gosh, let's see, you're an empath, you're an intuitive, a card reader, medium, Reiki master, and a former Connecticut State prosecutor. So, yes. And we're talking this evening about pets in the spirit world, of which it's something obviously that's very dear to your heart, and spirit knows that, and therefore they've been allowing you to connect with them for many years now, and you can understand their connections with us in a different way than most. There's two things we want to get to. One, we had an interesting, kind of an eye-opening conversation briefly during break, and I'd like to get back to it. We talked about all the wonderful animals that come in to assist us, the ones that we're really fond of, really close to, and of course, these are the ones that are being well taken care of. What about the animals that aren't being well taken care of here on this planet?
Animals will volunteer for that type of a job, so to speak. It's hard to put this kind of energetic stuff into words, but that's the closest I can get. And so even those animals who are abused or neglected, they are here to teach us humans love. That is always what they are here to show us. You've heard the phrase, you know, God is dog backwards and dog is God backwards, and that, I don't think that's an accident. I think that they are here to show us love. And so even those animals that are abused or neglected are here for that purpose. I heard a story from a client of mine who was abused when she was a young girl, and what she learned through the animals, through a healing session we did, was that the dog that was with her when she was being abused, it was the family dog, mm-hmm. was there to keep her alive because the dog also was abused. And so the dog volunteered to come in to get more of the abuse than the little girl because the girl was supposed to survive. I mean, that was just such a powerful and amazing gift that that dog gave to that
mm-hmm.
little girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what our animals do for us.
Wow. And we've been talking mostly about dogs and cats, our so-called domesticated animals. Would you say the other animals fit into that realm or not? What would you want to say about other animals?
Well, I work quite extensively with animal guides that would be more of the wild animals. Than,
mm-hmm.
And they are of the same vibration as our animal companions or pets. And so the same things that we are talking about as far as their connection to spirit and they're here for a purpose, all of that would definitely translate to the wild animals. The only difference, obviously, is that they are living in the wild and they have their own instinctive nature, and you want to be careful, obviously, if you interact with them, but they all come from the same spirit. And what the main thing that the animals always want me to share is that we are all one. We are all one spirit. We are one with each other, and we are one with the animals, and we are one with nature. And that is their main message.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And you know what? I'm just stuck. It's like my antenna starts going here, and in this day and age, you look around. Matter of fact, I saw a sign somewhere. You can buy Halloween costumes for your pets. All right? But, I mean, you can go into some of these huge department stores and buy almost anything for your dog, for your cat. And I'm sure you can buy stuff for your birds and on and on and on.
Yes.
And that's really showing how much our relationship as human beings with the dogs, with the cats, and other animals has really changed over the years.
Yes, And we're considering them more and more what they really are, which is family. In the Native American spiritual practice, I know there are many more experts out there than my limited knowledge, but that is one of the tenets, is we are all related, we are all family. And that is the message that the animals really, really, really want us to get. Because once we start treating the animals and the earth better, we start treating each other better, and we start treating ourselves better. And that's really that message of love from them.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, we've spoken about a group message.
Yes.
When I say group, I'm talking everybody who's listening to us on the air right now.
Yes.
Even those behind the scenes at Contact Talk Radio, okay? What sort of message can you bring forward from the animals in the spirit world through your guide, Raven?
What I am hearing from the animals tonight and what they want me to share is that one of their messages is that we start to live more in harmony with nature. And so for this particular season, at least for us here on the East Coast, and you would have to translate that for wherever it is that,
right,
that your listeners are, I know it's worldwide, but for here on the East Coast, we're going into those winter months. And so what the animals would like us to do is to live more in harmony with the energy of that winter season. And the energy of this winter season, they're saying to me, is that we need to go within this winter, and we need to gather resources. This is a time when we are collectively, they're saying, meant to live our dreams. And so with this winter energy, we're meant to go within, and we're meant to gather resources, and we're meant to really bring our dreams alive. And in harmony with the seasons, again, once we move into spring, that's a time of birth. And so that'll be a time when our dreams can really come to fruition. And if we ride on the energy and the waves of energy of the planetary changes and all that is going on, this is exactly what we need to be doing at this time. And we will be able to live our dreams. And that is what the animals are helping us with, they're saying.
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful message. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Wow. And, I mean, the animals have just been such gifts to all of us in this time. And
yes,
I'm sure we are for them, too. What else are we missing that we really want to talk about here?
Well, what I'm being guided to share as well is that during the times of change, which is what is going on for many of us right now, the animals are saying to me that they're our anchor. They can be our anchor. And also they're saying that they are our port in the storm. And so, you know, if you are able and you do want to, now maybe, and you can financially afford it, now may be a good time to get an animal, because this will bring you that centeredness and that love and that companionship. And they can ground you through the changes so that they don't affect you as much. We mentioned earlier, sometimes they take those hits for us. Mm-hmm. And so that is part of their job here. And they can also be amazing guides. I mean, Raven has brought through so much information for me personally, as well as collectively for everyone out there, through my blog and the column, and also through the workshops that I teach. They can be just such amazing guides for us.
And the one thing that I find most about the animals is, and I got to use the word, unconditional love.
Yes.
And I know for myself and many other people that I've known over the years, I didn't know what unconditional love was.
Mm.
And I think a lot of us who come in from the old paradigm, I'll call it, the old energies, came in to learn it that way, and then so we could then learn what unconditional love was.
Yes, and that is the love that spirit has for us, too, for those of us who have been able to reconnect to a spiritual practice. That is exactly what the animals can guide you towards,
mm-hmm,
that love.
Beautiful. Yes. Wonderful. And for a reminder, Laura, so we won't come down to the very last minute. People want to get in touch with you, Laura Rose, again.
It's thepurplerose.net, www.thepurplerose.net. It has all my information and all of the amazing, beautiful blessings that I get to offer through the Healing Center there.
Right, and you are in Tariffville, Connecticut?
Which is part of Simsbury. A lot of people haven't heard of Tariffville itself, but it is a part of Simsbury. Many people know where Simsbury, Connecticut is.
Okay, and I'll be finding out soon when I travel out there. So, and just a reminder for people, this is for Laura and for my benefit, and for any of you who might have interest, I will be out there this weekend. Let me make sure I have the right, I get the notes in front of me. I'll be Saturday, October 17th, 1 o'clock. We'll be doing the first level, the first attunement of the Lyterian Reiki, and it's called the Buddhic Boost. If you want more information about that, you can either, well, there's more on Laura's website, which she just gave you, the purplerose.net, or on my website, which is PamelaEdmonds.com. And I believe, it's going to be a total of 5 sessions spread out a month apart. So, and it is an advanced Reiki that's really a nice energy that works with the intention instead of feeling the need to use symbols. You can still use symbols, but it's like, you know, as you're getting more advanced, where we put out our intention anyway, and that's what the Lyterian Reiki really is all about. So hope to maybe see you there, and that would be wonderful. So, Laura, the pets, I'm just keep watching my little guy. He's hanging out here. Matter of fact, he's got some sort of, maybe I need to check into that. He's got some sort of dry skin thing. I maybe figure out what that's about. And he's relating it to me, isn't he?
Well, sometimes it's not necessarily about you, but it might be. So you definitely want to at least ask that question.
There's
great books out there that are resources for the energetic things behind our illnesses and diseases.
Right.
So you might want to look that up.
Right. So, and for our listeners who are drawn to a certain pet or the pet is drawn to them, they got to really, really be aware of that, huh?
Yes, and also you might find yourself drawn to a particular animal guide more on the wild side, and so you definitely want to honor that. Animal Speak by Ted Andrews is a great starting point and ending point, really, for the different energies of all of the different animals. I know we're close to the end, but each animal carries a particular medicine. And so, like, the bear can stand for going within and hibernating, and the ant can come to you when you need some patience. So the animals are always bringing us messages through their very existence.
That's great. Is there anything we've missed that would be really nice to share here in our last few minutes?
We talked about it briefly, but they're amazing healers, and they will come in sometimes and aid your healing because they can take your healing energy to a higher vibration. So I know a lot of practitioners who do healings out of their home, their cats will come in and lie under the table and such, and that can really raise that vibration or amp up that healing channel so that the client can receive even more. So they're just amazing in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I just want to say I've always thought of Earth Angel as being a little healer dog here. As I do see clients out of my home here and often will do attunements, there's been times that he's literally sat in the client's lap while they were doing a guided meditation with an attunement. And I've kind of felt like it was helping to ground them or something, you know?
Yes,
but
absolutely.
But I've never found somebody who stepped forward into this my healing space here who wasn't open for him to be around.
Hmm.
You know? So, well, Laura, we're winding down. Our show is almost over, but I want to say it's been a treat to have you on board, and I'm looking forward to finally meeting you. And everybody listening is, we haven't met yet, even though we're going to work together. We listen with spirit and we trust it, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure and a blessing to be able to share these messages from the animals.
Thank you. And I want to thank all the animals who had their stories we could use to share this evening. So next week we will be having a wonderful author, Mark Ireland. He'll be author of Soul Shift, okay? And he is a medium. It should be a very interesting story. So I hope you join us again next week. And I thank you all for being here on Bridge Between Two Worlds.
You've been listening to Bridge Between Two Worlds with your host, Pamela Marie Edmonds. We hope you've enjoyed today's program. To contact Pamela Marie Edmonds during the week, be sure to email her by logging on to her website at www.bridgebetweentoworlds.net. Join us here next Monday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific Time and 8 o'clock Eastern Time on ContactTalkRadio.com.